God has spoken. Have you ever heard the voice of God? Would that be your desire? That God would speak to you, personally? God has spoken to man through nature, which speaks of his power. God has spoken to man through man, which speaks of his wisdom. God has spoken to man through his word, opening up his very heart. God has spoken to each one of us, but do any of us really listen? How often people will take time and effort to learn some foreign language. How they delight to read writings and manuals that increase their knowledge. Or how avidly they drink in the thrill of a novel or pore over textbooks of wisdom. All have a place, all can be enjoyable, and none need be sinful. But in the light of eternity, where should the priorities of the believer lie? God has spoken to each one of us, but do any of us really listen? God spoke to many of the prophets of old, sometimes in great audible words. Abraham fell on his face as God talked with him, giving him personal direction. Isaiah and Daniel fell on their faces as God imparted heavenly wisdom to them. Angels descended from heaven to impart truth to prophets and kings alike. And holy scriptures grew into a library of understanding about the great God. The Bible became the medium through which God speaks to us today. But none sufficed. None could satisfy the heart of man hungry to hear from God. None of the words of truth he longed to whisper into man's heart could be breathed through communication with his creatures, however beloved they were. The Son himself had to come to offer true living contact and communication. The Son himself came to draw us into loving intercourse with his divine self. The Son himself is he that abides in and dwells deep within each of our hearts. God has spoken, and God continues to speak through his Son, the Word of God. God has spoken, and God continues to speak through his Son, the Word of truth. God has spoken, and God continues to speak through his Son. Not in audible tones, but deep within the heart of the believer's spirit, God's dwelling place of rest. His living word speaks his written word into the depths of man's being. For we are the temple of God's dwelling, and we are recipients of his voice. God speaks to each of us and asks but one thing from us, to listen. Three times, and three times only, was the audible voice of God heard in the New Testament. Each time it pointed to Christ. This is my beloved Son, hear him. This is my beloved Son, hear him. This is my beloved Son, hear him. And Christ told us all that he expected of us, that we keep his command. A new command I give you, that you love one another. Love in the same way that I love. Love as I have loved you. Abide. Abide in me and I in you. Believe. Believe also in me. Trust. Just trust in my love. I will never leave you nor forsake you.